Griffin.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Happy Friday, right?
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I replied to your email. I don't know if you saw it, but I don't see any email that went out from us wanting to do like a $100 credit, but I did want you to ask Stephanie to forward that to me, because if it was from us, I'll definitely try to honor it for you.
She said it was a verbal. With whoever damaged the website, she said it was a verbal. So.
Oh, okay. Well, our incoming calls are recorded for quality assurance, so I could always go back and, you know, try to review the call and see what happened. But if not, what I would just recommend is, you know, take care of the past due balance for $149 so that I can cancel you out. That way you won't have to worry about any further charges. Because usually when they say $100 service credit, what they do is they put that on there for, like, future billings so that it's an incentive for you to kind of, you know, ride it out and stay with us.
Yeah.
Was that your intention, if we could honor that, to maybe, you know, give it another month or so and kind of track your results and see what's coming?
No, sorry, Tina. I had too bad of an experience. You guys would have fixed the website at the beginning. It would have been one thing. You didn't. I had to go through too much. I mean, it's just what it is. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a breaking point with this all around, and when I do things, I just did this website too many times, and I had a major problem with it, fixed it. I finally got it the way I wanted after fixing it that somebody else destroyed and cut me off of. And I had to redo it again. And then when you guys did what you did, that was it. And said he was going to fix it. And whoever said they were going to, they didn't. So,
you know,
I'm not happy. I'm sorry. Seriously, I spent so much money unnecessarily on this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, I know it's not your fault. It's whoever did what they did, but it's in your company. Yeah, it's your company's fault. It shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I've irritated
you know what? You can't. I mean, you can't destroy somebody's website and not have a backup. Should have been a backup to say you don't like this. Yes, it goes right back to where it was. Not keep promising and do nothing 2 weeks later. I mean, Stephanie was honest. She knows more than me. I told her I didn't want to be, I don't have time to be bothered with it, and I don't. That's what her job's supposed to be. She just relayed the message back to me after forward, and she said she did talk to somebody, and I told her I'm done. I said, that website ain't up. I told her, I gave her a 48-hour deadline. If that website ain't up, I said, I'm done. I'm telling you right now. So that went on her. I don't, you know, unfortunately, it's what it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's all I can tell you. So.
I'll
give her your number. I'll have her call you, and then
it's going to affect your credit, because the account's in your name and the e-signature was signed by you. So what I could try to do, Phil, is see if they would honor that $100 service credit. Pay $49 and then I cancel right after. That way you don't have to, you know, worry about any future billings. But I do know that the value to what we do is in the placement on Google and Bing and the directories and the Facebook ads and the whole nine yards, meaning that a website in and of itself is great. Every business has to have one for 2023, right? But a website typically won't bring you business unless it gets exposure. And that's what we specialize in. You know, now that you have the website the way that you want it, and I apologize that you had to go back and spend a lot of money to get it restored. But now that you have that back the way you want it, it probably won't bring you clients unless it's getting, you know, traffic or exposure. And that's what we specialize in, you know, where we can attach it to all the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page. So if we do the service credit and the $49, I can apply that and then cancel right after if you like. Or what I could do is put an extra 2 weeks for free on your billing on the back end, which would give me all the way until, let's see, if you paid today, it's the 29th of September. That would give you to the 29th of October. With the 2 weeks applied on top of that, it would give you all the way until November 13th. And okay. I'm confident that, you know, you'll see a dramatic impact to your business between now and November 13th, and more than likely you're going to want to keep it. But again, okay. you're on a month-to-month program. If you decide not to, no problem. You know, just call us before November 13th, and you can cancel the program out, and there will be no further charges.
Okay.
Make sense?
So if I do the $49 right now, you'll do that? Well, I'll try it?
Yep. I'll do it. Okay. I'll do the $49 credit, and I'll give you the 2 weeks extra on the back end, because I really want to fix this for you, and I want to get your phone ringing and at least help you recoup something of what you paid. So this is the best way to do it, is, you know, to put you in that traffic area.
Well, the kicker, you know, my phone is ringing without this, and
yeah,
and
I'm sure it is.
I do have great signs on the street. Is what I have. That's the only
yes.
reason we really went in this. This was supposed to be a little extra, no headache, and
yeah.
that's what this was supposed to be. And I just
don't
want the headache going with it.
You've been through headache enough with us, so you're not going to have to go through any more headache. We've already done all of the programming, so all you have to do is get the account up to speed, and I'll have the technicians go and do the performance updates on all the listings to make sure that you get the best results.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So I'll give you the $49. We'll get this in, and I'll tell Stephanie, and that'll take care of it, all right?
There you go. Okay, so is it still the 304 Clark Place for the billing address on the new card?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
4436.
Okay.
0300.
Mm-hmm.
7650.
Mm-hmm.
1868.
Okay, expiration?
0826.
0826, and then the little code on the back?
382.
382. Okay. So I'll get the authorization for the $49, and then you'll be good to go. And just so that we're all on the same page, I went to your Facebook and I looked. The website that you do want to promote is theamazeroofing.com, right? That's the one that
yeah.
you had restored? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we'll get that attached to everything and start getting some traffic to it. And then in the meantime, Phil, thank you so much for, you know, coming to a resolution here, and have a really great weekend coming up too. Okay.
Okay. And if you, I'll give you Stephanie, whatever you need to do, you call her or she'll call you, and then whatever. I really, I'm the truth. I really don't have time. My phone rings. I don't have time for this. You know what I mean? And I get short-winded. I really do. You know, it's not nobody's
yeah.
fault. And I know I'm the last person to make decisions, but when it happens, I really need her to take care of this stuff. Okay.
Okay. I'll put a note on the account that she's authorized on the account, and all correspondence
yes.
should go through her. That way they
okay.
won't be calling you for updates or anything like that. And just
okay.
so that I am, having all of my wires straight here, I just want to look. You're at the number that ends in 9468, and let's see if I have her number. I think I have it in the notes. I want to put it in the priority.
Yeah.
Here, let me just do a new fresh priority note. So I'll put priority. Okay, go ahead. What's her number?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, I'll find it. It's in the notes.
I think it's 063. I think it ends in 0632. I'm not 100% on that.
0632. Okay, I'll find it. It's in the notes because I talked to her before a couple times. So
okay.
I'll go,
right.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put that in here. Oh, here it is. 570-426-0632. Okay. Stephanie
okay.
is authorized. Okay, I will take care of it and have a nice weekend, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You're
bye.
Welcome, Phil. Bye.